In human mythology, the devil has always taken a position similar to that of the seer. Blind in the ways of the world, he has a knowledge which cannot be seen by those anchored in the current corporeal presence. This knowledge comes from beyond, not from a framework necessarily laid on top of this world, but from one embedded within it, invisible to the normal eye, concerned with its own mortality. In the modern time, as we recover from 2,000 years of a detour into materialist excess as brought on by Judeo-Christianity, there is a need for a new presence of evil in our lives, like soap which breaks the bonds between grease and flesh. It is death, a form of winter, a killing, that breaks the bonds which hold us to an unreal expectation of life. Tonight's program here on KCUF Radio is death metal to sear your soul and set you free from an unnecessary addiction to immortality.
Join us. We'll be right back.
replace UF radio in the bowels of repugnance with another death metal show to take the top off your head, lift out your brains, and slurp them up with a disgusting sound of assimilation. Similarly, culture molds all things into its own archetype of manufacturing, and thus they are made utterly the same while given different faces to maintain a diverse product line. Of course. We started with Sadistic Intent, Conflict Within, then Sinister from their newest CD, Aggressive Measures. That was a song called Beyond the Superstition. Must refer to some massive, cataclysmic, and 2,000-year event in Western history. Following that was Possessed with Twisted Minds, and what faded out there most recently was Carcass, Incarnate Solvent Abuse. I could deal with some solvent abuse, or maybe just some THC abuse. But in any case, the abuse will continue, because we are about the abuse of the soul through brutal and destructive death metal, including that of the Swedish variety, such as Necrophobic. profanation from incantation, all about the inversion of the values of a god, and moving beyond even that desecration to not care at all. The joy of blasphemy, when one is free of the object of that blasphemy. That was from their live album called A Tribute to the Goat, which I must say sounds like a very excellent idea to me. And that followed a necrophobic song called Unholy Prophecies from their album The Nocturnal Silence, which was sort of the second wave of Swedish death metal to unleash itself upon the world, bursting like a ripe boil of acid infection. In any case, this has been a KCUF radio broadcast. This has been a KCUF radio broadcast. Thank you for tuning in.